Welcome to JBM's podcast, Just Bros with
Michaela. Woo! Hey,
we had a little long break. A lot of things were going on.
Life is hard.
Life is hard.
I've been chilling.
Okay.
I've been chilling. It's all right.
Oh, that sounded nice. That's for you ASMR freaks out there.
Duncan
refresher, kiwi watermelon. Try it. It's great.
He's brainwashed.
I think Junior would like sell his soul for Duncan.
Oh hell yeah. 100%. Oh yeah, 100%. Duncan can have my soul if I have unlimited.
There's
Duncans.
At least one brand that everybody's like,
yeah, they'll sell their soul for.
Yeah.
Do it.
What is yours then?
Oh, I don't know.
Mine is Duncan.
Cold Stone.
Cold Stone.
Oh yeah, because you're a cold son of a bitch. Cold Stone.
I'm an ice cream whore, all right?
I'm an ice cream connoisseur, I like to say.
Whore's better.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you'll do anything for ice cream, won't you?
Well, okay, we'll stick to connoisseur then. I didn't know that.
Well, what is a whore then, Brogan? You didn't think this through, did you?
No, I didn't.
Oh, shame on you. All right, Michaela,
Transition,
yeah. What do you would sell your soul for?
Oh, man.
What's one thing you can't live without?
I can't live without... I guess right now it's Chipotle.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it just because Angel's there and you get to yell at him?
No. I barely even see Angel there.
He works in the mornings now. He doesn't work
late
nights anymore. Which apparently he likes to work graveyard shift.
Huh. I have noticed that with him. Because I know when I was at his house, he was like, he had all this energy. And normally that's not Angel's mode. Angel's thing is he smokes way too much and he just sits there and he's like, God, I wish I could do something right now. And I'm like, well, if you just didn't take like two more puffs, you would have been okay.
Not even that. It's just mostly he does stay up pretty late till like 3 a.m. and yeah. I'm like, dude, go to sleep. And he's like, I can't.
I don't understand people who stay up so late. It's just like, what are you doing? Like, I don't know.
They're ahead of the game.
Yeah.
While you're asleep, they're being productive.
they're ahead of the game.
But in Angel's case, it's more like Riley calls him at 2 a.m, be like, hey, I have a side quest. Do you want to join? And Angel's like, it's kind of late. I'm outside your house right now. And Angel's like, well, I guess the quest is starting.
Riley pissed me off.
Why?
Because I have his bag that he left at my house. And not so much left. We tried to find it. He went upstairs. He couldn't find it. I couldn't find it. And then I checked in my car. And I checked another car that we took, and it wasn't in there. So he's like, whatever. He's like, if you find it, like, I'm like, I told him, if I find it, I'll give it to you tomorrow. And he's like, all right, cool. So dropped them off, come back to my house, and I'm like, where is this fucking bag? And I look down, and it's like hidden in a sense. I think somebody grabbed it and put it there. So I found it, and I'm like, all right, give it to him. After work, I call him. He doesn't answer. I call him again. He doesn't answer. Yep. Classic Riley, right? So. Yeah. I got out of work that day at like 9:30, so I'm thinking maybe he's sleeping because he does work for the school district.
Yeah, first a.m. and everything.
Yeah, he has to like work at like 7 a.m., so I'm like, all right, maybe he's sleeping, you know? So I'm driving, I get to my house, and get an alert on my phone. I'm like, what the fuck? Look, fucking Riley sending me TikToks. And I'm like... I'm trying to call you.
I started messaging him on TikTok so he would respond to my text messages. He just sends me memes.
He doesn't even reply to them.
It's like his code is in memes. Like you just have to decipher it.
But there's nothing to decipher. He sent me the other day, I think it was like midget wrestling or something.
If you're telling me I have to decipher what you're trying to tell me in a minute long meme, nah. Nah. If it's a GIF, I can understand that. A GIF.
Yeah. That's different.
Or is it GIF? GIF?
No, it's GIF.
GIF. I know it's a GIF because it's a GIF.
If you were to send me like a meme of like someone like munching on a burger, I'd be like, all right, this person's like hungry or they want to go for a burger. If Riley sends me like 38 seconds of like a clip of Dark Souls, I'm going to be like, I don't know what he's, is he sad? Is he happy? What's happy, he trying to do? Or is he trying to show off that he can do this and I can't?
He's trying to assert his dominance, bro.
Maybe that's what it is. And you know what? Working.
Kid always trying to assert his dominance through Dark Soul, through any video games.
It's because he's a ginger. He has no soul.
Oh, that's why he plays Dark Souls.
He plays Dark Souls to feel something.
To feel a soul. He's like, ah, so this is how a soul is. Interesting.
Interesting. I can win.
I can win the fight of life with this Dark Soul. The whole objective of Dark Souls is to win so you could get a soul. That's why they make it so difficult.
Crazy.
Now you have a dark soul.
That's why Riley will never win. He has no soul.
I've like tuned out the last like 10 seconds.
I've been watching.
She's just like, this is pretty lights. Dark Souls. What? How do we get here? It'd be like that. Would you like someone to talk to you through gifts? Like just
no. Say, no.
I'm gonna start doing that.
Please, no. How's
your day?
Once a week. Once a week. It'll be random too.
Okay.
Trying to have a conversation. It's just gifts.
It'll be like 3 p.m. I'll send her like a turd emoji or something. She'll be like, what does that mean?
I'm shitting.
But yeah. She'd be like, what the fuck is this? And then I'd be like, I'm shitting.
Text, what are you doing? You send a fucking gif of a man on a toilet.
Something like that. Literally anything like that. What are you doing? And I'd just be like sitting in a beanbag chilling or something.
I'll figure that out. Just communicate through emojis and gifts. Oh my God.
I tried to through emojis, but not. Well, you know what I do, like thumbs up, smiley face, laughing emoji. That's what it is. If I send like just a regular message with no emojis, it doesn't mean anything.
But no, I meant like a full conversation.
Oh, through fuck just that.
Not just like a fucking one. A full conversation using nothing but GIFs and emojis. I want to try it.
I can't do it.
I want to try it.
I don't think my comprehension skills are like developed enough for that.
That's why it's a challenge to help us grow mentally. It's like playing Sudoku.
This is like the definition of brain rot.
Brain rot?
If you sent me like something like, hey, do you want to go to like Chili's tonight? And it was just in emojis, I would assume you're having
If you would have asked me that, I would have sent you a gif of welcome to Chili's.
Yeah.
That would be, yes.
But if you know, you got to do it through emojis. And I would probably call you like making sure you're okay, that you're not stroking out.
I'm going to do that. I'm going to just communicate through emojis.
I'll forget this whole conversation. I will look at my phone and be like, oh, Junior's having a stroke. I won't call you, but I'll just be like, oh, Junior's having a stroke. I'll call you later. After you're done stroking out.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. After I'm done stroking, I'll never be the same.
I won't be able. And then you're going to continue to speak with emojis. And I'll be like, man.
I mean, I feel like emojis are like how deaf people can communicate. Like, if we didn't have sign language, like, which means their faces.
I literally sat there and I was like, there's sign language. You can write.
Actually, I saw this TikTok where this guy, he went to a university and he's like, he got a master's degree in sign language.
I thought you were saying emojis. I was like,
No, but in a cruel twist of fate, he got into an accident. He can't use his arms.
No, shut up.
So he's like, yeah, I studied this language and I'm a master at it. Joke's on me. I can't use my arms anymore. God was like, no.
Get him some robo arms or whatever. Do some sign language or something.
They don't have that yet. They don't have the technology for that.
We'll get there. We're close.
I thought they totally did.
Yeah, they probably have it. It's probably not.
Like the robot hands.
Well, how much is that?
It's all. Well, expensive. It's expensive, like, but it is possible.
He's got a degree. He's a master.
He's a master.
He's a master. He's got to have a degree. And if he was in an accident, guess what? Accidents come with money. You get money.
I don't know. Well, maybe. Depends on the accident.
I hope so.
It could have been his fault. I hope not.
I hope he gets robo arms and beats the shit out of the person who gave him the accident.
Hope he becomes fucking Jax from Mortal Kombat and his metal arms. He'll be jacked.
Jax.
But yeah, I saw that and I'm like, that's so sad. You just wasted a good portion of your life studying this language and you're like, yes! And then an accident happens and you can't use your arms. It's like, well.
Mm-hmm. That's life.
Yeah. I mean. He can't. Can he? He can't even teach. I'm like, teach, and I'm like, but he can't. Like,
he could become a public speaker, okay?
Yeah,
not for the deaf community.
Not for the deaf community. No, they'd have to hire a translator, and he would probably be like,
correct the translator.
Yeah,
like that's how you do it. Can't even show. You have to describe in words. Move your hands. Like, I don't even know how you would be
more
able
to the left, up, down, done.
Just sounds like, now it just sounds like he's controlling them like a video game character. Up, up, left, right trigger, left trigger.
Holy fuck, he did a backflip and then just...
That was so sad, though. That's my sad,
sad
topic of the day.
That was your topic?
No.
Topic. I was like, that was just, I got a lot of time.
That was a random rant of the day.
There you go.
All right, cool. Got that out of the way.
You know, 12 minutes of random shit. Or 10. Who knows?
All right. I'm gonna go transition.
Transition.
I'm going to go into mine. I'm going to talk about... I thought you were going to hand me that drink. I was like, ooh. Duncan. Anyway. Sorry.
If you pay me, maybe.
I'll think about it. I'm going to try it. Anyway.
It's really good.
Old fucking shows that they're like rebooting or like coming back. I mentioned this, I think, the last time we talked about like reboots. We talked about
Harry Potter.
Harry Potter, Percy Jackson. We talked about Roadhouse, which now we watched at Drew's.
I thought Roadhouse was really good.
I thought it was okay.
I thought it was a solid movie.
Everybody was like, it's not as good as that first
I've never seen the original, so I guess I can't really have an opinion about how
Patrick Swayze plays it. I mean, Jake Gyllenhaal just plays Jake Gyllenhaal. Like, you're just like, cool, normal dude. Oh, he's definitely a psychopath. That's noted. But that's noted. Just everybody that Jake Gyllenhaal plays, because that's just Jake Gyllenhaal.
I'm going to keep up the streak and not watch it.
Okay, good.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen the first one. I haven't seen the remake, so.
It was a solid movie.
It's okay. And everybody shits on Conor McGregor because he's just hamming it the fuck up. Because he's really walking around with his fucking arms like this. And I'm just like, why is he? And he was just like, I just wanted to make him a fucking moron, so I made him a moron. And like, he's a caricature. And I was like, sweet, awesome. Yeah. And then everybody's like, boo.
Boo.
Fuck this man. And I was like,
whatever. People just like want to hate on things, but it's just like relax.
That's where like I'm coming back into like, so they're rebooting the Magic School Bus.
Okay.
And people are furious.
Why?
About it. Because they're like, the theme song sucks. They redesigned the characters. And I was like, what the fuck? So I watched the trailer, which is just the opening to the new show. From what I heard, it's pretty much the same song, but I think it's retweaked for like, it's more modern. It's not really. Mm. It just sounds like it was re-recorded with newer fucking tech. But fucking everybody's just shitting on it. They make Miss Frizzle like slightly younger, and someone's like, this is not my Miss Frizzle. And I'm just like, Jesus Christ. I go, what'd they do with the gecko or whatever she had?
Wait,
they...
wasn't Miss Frizzle in the older one? Was she gay?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she was.
I think so. I don't know why that like stood out to me the most. And I'm like, I'm thinking back to it. I'm like, wasn't she?
I have no idea.
Very progressive character. Miss Frizzle.
Check it out.
I have to check it out. It's a pretty lit show.
They like redesigned all the characters, and they're like, they got. Can't say that. I was gonna say, can't say that.
I watched a little docu series on YouTube about the Magic School Bus and about how like all these.
I feel like you both are in an inside joke, and I'm just like, what's...
No. I mean, okay, so this YouTuber, I forget the name of this YouTuber that I watched, but he had like a conspiracy theory about the Magic School Bus.
Bro, get a fucking life.
And how basically that they know that they're a part of a TV show, and they're reusing the kids and like whatever, there's like clones of them and like whatever, they're breaking like the fourth wall like in some of the episodes, and just like it was like a whole thing. I was like, wow, like cool.
So the conspiracy is that they're breaking the fourth wall?
No, it's more like they know that they're in a show, kind of like Truman style.
Well, Truman didn't know until like the whatever. I got you.
Yeah,
I understand. Whatever.
Okay.
I mean, it's like Deadpool.
Well, I guess ish.
I mean, so you're saying like in the TV, like the conspiracy is that they are like
they're fully conscious, and they're doing these experiments on these kids, because each show like does like a experiment.
It's crazy. It's like, hey Arnold, you want us to go in your small intestine?
Yeah.
No? Too bad. We're already in here. Uh-huh. Like that's
basically
how it is. Miss Frizzle, very progressive, but also
a damn mad scientist.
Does not know boundaries.
No boundaries.
Well, it's a teacher, man. Nowadays teachers they don't know boundaries, bro.
What?
You don't what?
What are you talking about?
Dude, there has been a rise of so many pedo teachers. It's not even funny. Every time I'm like going through the news, it's like, oh, teacher assaulted a 15-year-old boy every fucking week. And I'm like, what the fuck? They're on the rise, man. They're teaming up.
Okay.
They're teaming up to take the teens.
Well, first of all, teachers don't get paid enough, and the
that's the excuse.
No,
I know.
Relax, it's just, Junior. Relax. You didn't even let me finish my sentence.
I know. It was just funny for you to go into the defense when I just
said... The minute you said that, I was like, "Oh, you set yourself up."
You did. All right. Continue. I'm sorry. I just had to.
What I'm trying to say is because when a profession doesn't get paid enough and they're not valued, the pool of candidates. They get lesser value because nobody wants to be a teacher anymore, you know? And so then the schools are just taking in anybody that they can get, which is causing for bad teachers. Obviously, pedos are, really bad. But even just, bad teachers in general, it's been on the rise.
Oh, yeah. I wouldn't want to be a teacher.
And it's going to keep rising up.
Yeah, because people don't value teachers.
No. They didn't teach me shit. I mean, it's not so much that they don't value teachers. They just, in the grand scheme of things, yeah, that's their first go-to. In reality, what they should be, not the fucking school education. Just the education system, straight our education system, straight trash.
Yeah,
they're teaching us simple shit. I'm like, teach us fucking taxes and fucking loans and all that. Like, real world shit that we're going to use. Like, general education, yeah, it is important, the simple shit, because it can help you in the long way, but also... Yeah.
At a certain point, you don't need to learn. I'm trying to remember what my senior year teacher for fucking math said. You only need, realistically, a 6th or 7th grade education in math, because at that point, you should already know subtraction, multiplication, division, addition, and they go, that's... Realistically, all you need, you don't need geometry or any of the other stuff unless your profession is going to use that.
But you shouldn't really worry about it.
I'm pretty sure you need algebra.
Well, algebra is like simple math, bro. It's easy. Algebra was actually really easy for me. Algebra 2, trash. That was trash. It was straight garbage.
Then I guess it wasn't that easy for you, Junior.
No, it wasn't.
No, math classes have always been easy. It was just Algebra 2, straight garbage.
Nah, dude.
And then
math and me are fucking sworn enemies.
And chemistry, easy as hell, because it's mostly math and fucking with chemicals and shit. So I'm like, easy. And she's
I did fine in chemistry, but my teacher didn't teach us any of the chemicals. I was able to do the math and chemistry. I couldn't do anything else. And then I retook it with a different teacher, and they were like, you're fucking acing this shit. But I was like,
it could also be the teacher. They also added a new curriculum right there. And, our teacher was also learning the curriculum as he was teaching us. Yeah. So everybody in my class, only I think 2 people out of maybe 16 had A's. The rest had a solid, C+. The highest C+. Mm-hmm. Everybody fucking sucked at that class. And I'm like, you know what's going on? And like, nope. And I'm like,
a high C, 79. Is sucking in a class.
Yeah.
Man, I didn't even hit that.
Didn't
even hit that.
But, one of the classes, I will never forget this class. It was back when I went to Wilmington High School. We had a class called Geometry in Construction. So our... No, yeah, playing field isn't set with A days and B days, right? Playing field school D days?
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Elementary, but yeah.
Oh, in elementary? Okay.
Yeah, up until middle school, we had it, and then
it was just
high school. It was no.
Right. Guess what? It's Monday. That's what. It's Tuesday. There was no A or B days.
No.
But so back in Wilmington, we had A days and B days, and so one day on A days, we'll learn math and shit, and then on B days, we will go and build a house, a legit house. We would just walk to the house and be like, "Cool," and he's like, "All right. Start using your math you learned." And I'm like, it's actually pretty solid because it's a good real world experience you're putting in there.
Especially when the teacher wants a shed in his backyard.
No, it was a full on house, dude. It wasn't even a fucking, it was a nice ass house. I should have fucking lived there.
I would have loved that.
Okay.
All we did was build the fucking, the layout of the house.
Like, I feel like fucking... this is like violating child labor laws.
That too. It's all right.
It's all right. Free labor.
And guess what?
Education.
The kids got education. That guy got a new porch.
But I'm not. I mean, that's honestly the best way, because a lot of people are like, where am I going to use this? Like, you know, that's like the valid, you know, and they're like, oh, you could use this, you know, then when am I ever going to be in that situation, though? Blah, blah, whatever. I like it because it's like you get out there and you're like, oh, shit, like this is how you can actually use it. And now you have that subtle knowledge, so you could do your own, like if you want to build yourself, I don't know, something at your own house, you have that knowledge.
Yeah.
You don't have to hire a contractor and pay them and then pay double for their fucking the materials they need to grab in order to build your shit. You could do it yourself,
mm-hmm.
which saves you a lot of money in the long run.
It does.
Yeah, it does.
So I would like more classes like that that would teach you about loans and like how to write a proper check, which I think most math classes actually do. Did your math class did that?
They didn't. Well, my math class didn't teach me how to write a check.
Really?
They
taught
me.
I had a
me,
class that, yeah.
I think, it, honestly, I think it was street law where he's like, okay, take out your fake check. This is how you sign a check. And then, like, he looks at us and he's like, no, I'm not going to test you on this or anything. He's like, I'm just letting you know right now, most of you will never have to write a check. And he goes,
because
he was, like, 30. He was, like, almost 40. He's like, I am, like, almost 43 years old. I haven't written a check in 4 years. There is no way in hell any of you are going to be writing a check anytime soon.
Checks are dying.
I've written multiple checks, but it's just because, I work in a union. And so they are kind of old school. Like, I had to send in a letter, like an actual letter.
Oh, okay.
Like, to get, like, to apply and everything. Like, they had no, like, website or anything.
I'm superstar Michaela Ahern.
Yeah, I was basically like, hello, my name is Michaela. Like, here's my reference, Brian, who owns the studio. And, but they only take checks.
Huh.
Yeah. And then I've also given checks to, like, Girl Scouts.
Really?
Yeah.
You're giving checks to girls? Even nowadays, fucking Girl Scouts are like, I got Zelle.
I got Cash App.
You accept Apple Pay? Tap here, motherfucker. And I'm like, damn.
They are well equipped.
They on the game.
The Girl Scouts.
It was this one.
I got to get in the Girl Scout business.
Who?
they make bank.
Make a lot of money.
Exactly.
I don't know. She was just, like, walking from door to door. And I was like, okay, well, I don't have any cash. I was like, do you take a check? And she was like, yeah.
Yeah. Probably, she probably didn't know what a check was.
Do you take a check? Yeah. Give me it.
This bitch is old. Or whatever.
Probably bullying you. Like, this bitch gave me a check.
Buy more cookies. Put another zero on that check.
So you had a checkbook with you? No.
I was like, Michaela.
No, God.
What's wrong with you?
No, it's in my room. I got a checkbook when I opened my bank account.
Same.
And it's just always been in my room. It's so cute. The checks have little owls on them, and it's like adorable. It
reminds me of the fucking, like, I remember way back when I opened my mom's mail, and it was of Chase, and it was just, actually, I didn't open it, but she'll have it, like, laying around, and I'll grab it, and it's like the Disney ones, like, oh, choose this Disney design. I think it was Chase Bank that did that. And I'm like, these are so cool. I want to collect them all.
I can't wait to be an adult and start using my checks.
So you told the Girl Scout, wait. She went home, got her checkbook, and
she came to my front door.
Oh.
I told you, she was walking door to door.
I missed that part. Did you hear that part?
I heard she was going door to door, but I also assumed that Michaela just had a checkbook on her.
No.
Hey, man, if you can tune out, so can we.
Yeah.
All I needed to hear was Girl Scouts and checkbook. I already knew what was going on.
Exactly. Yeah, honestly.
We already knew how to construct our criticism against you for carrying a checkbook. But no, I know exactly what you mean. Because when I opened my bank account and they were like, oh, hey, here's a checkbook. I was like, never going to use this. And then I didn't really use it until, like, my mom was like, you got to start using up checks and everything. I was like, okay. So I started using checks.
Why?
And then finally... because my mom's old and crazy and doesn't know fucking whatever. So I'm just like, yeah, sure, whatever. I ran out and she's like, go to the bank and get more
checks.
Oh. And I went, okay. And then I never went back to the bank. And then, like, I forgot, because with my bank, they have their ATMs, like, around the outside of the bank, and, like, there's a couple other spots. I've never had to use an ATM before. I assume that every ATM charges you, but if it's your bank, they don't charge you for the withdrawal. And I didn't know that until Alyssa was like, oh, I have to go to the bank. And then we went to an ATM. I go, this isn't a bank. And she goes, it's my ATM. And I was like, well, yeah, but your bank is literally right there. You don't go through, like, the drive-through or whatever and be like, yo, okay, like, here's, like, break some bills up. And she goes, nah, I'm not 78 years old.
Yeah.
And I was like,
Damn.
Cool. That's what I do. But I also.
Brogan, the living boomer.
Oh, my God. The Gen Z boomer.
When I get cash, though, like, when I need, like, to make a withdrawal, I don't know how much a fucking, like, I know an ATM, like, has a fuck ton. But I also, like, there are sometimes where I'm like, I need to, like, get something done on my car and I want to pay the mechanic in cash.
Which is smart.
No, for like, I would say over like $500.
Okay, yeah, because
you shouldn't be going to an ATM.
$3,000 and I'm
No. Definitely go to the bank for that.
Okay, sweet. All right, that's why. Fuck you. I'm not. But like, honestly, that's the only reason why I go to like, I haven't been in my bank in years.
Same. I haven't been inside my bank since I opened my account.
Damn.
My bank's a Walmart.
Really?
U.S. Bank is only really in Walmart.
Okay, all right.
There's only, like, one, like, I don't even think there's a building around here. The only building I can remember and actually know there is one is fucking in Wilmington, which was kind of funny because I opened my bank account at a Walmart with my mom because with her business, she had a business account with U.S. Bank. I don't think she does anymore, but I still use them. And, yeah, she took me in there. They know her, so they knew, like, the whole process was pretty easy. And then I'm like, cool. And I'm like, so I Googled U.S. banks. And I'm like, oh, they're only in really, like, Walmarts, Myers, and they're only in, like, grocery stores, except for, like, one location that's in Wilmington. At the time when I lived there, I'm like, well, that's convenient. But other than that, there's, like, really no U.S. banks buildings. So I've never really gone inside a U.S. bank building.
He's like, I go into a Walmart.
I go.
I would much rather go into a Walmart than a bank.
Actually, today I did go into to U.S. bank Walmart.
Nice.
To deposit some money. And then I remembered, I'm like, I didn't want to go up to the bank teller. And I'm like, And then I remembered, I always keep forgetting this, but you could deposit cash in the ATMs.
Yeah.
Like, it used to be only checks only, like, way back.
Well, now you can take a picture of your check and then
do that. But I had cash,
which is fucking awesome.
I had cash to deposit.
My mom's like, don't rip up the check. What happens if it doesn't? It's already gone. And there's nothing.
I mean, granted, I do
wait. Well, you should wait until it deposits into your account.
And I do. And she's like, well, I would hold up. My mom, like, cannot let go of things.
She's a hoarder.
Dude, she really fucking is.
But she's a sweet lady. She bought me story time. I was addicted. Like, I would go to Brogan's house and I get like chocolate chip muffins and I would eat them. And I'm like, yo, this shit smacks. And then when Brogan used to work with me, I would drive to his house. And then from there, we would go to work
together.
And so every time Brogan's mom would give me a chocolate chip muffin every day without fail.
What is that called? Like conditional
motherly
learning?
I know what you're talking about.
It's like
that
thing where like every time you go to Brogan's house, you always get a chocolate chip muffin. And so now you associate going to his house with chocolate chip muffin.
She is aging.
You guys.
Wow.
It's been a long time.
It is. Oh, man. Chocolate chip monkey. And then her anger came out.
But, like, we used to, like, when he would come, he's like, every day, chocolate chip muffin.
And it was funny because I never really asked his mom about it.
Never did.
It would just always be empty.
It was one day she was like, oh, hey, do you want any breakfast? Because we would get back around 2. And I was like, nah, I got, like, a bottle of water or whatever. And then there was, like, a vending machine at the place. And I always had cash. I was like, I don't care. And then she's like, oh, no, here's a chocolate chip muffin. And then, like, the day... I don't even think, like, I just opened the door, I had a muffin, and she goes, what's that? And I said, my mom gave you a chocolate chip muffin, like, just as a joke. And then every fucking day, she kept giving me a muffin, and I just give it to Junior. And then finally, like, my mom was like...
Well, no, she would also give it to me. Well, like, yeah, she would be like, oh, here's a chocolate chip muffin.
When he would come over, because they would be up in my, up above the fridge for a while, and they'd, like, almost, like, about ready to go bad. And she'd be like, is Junior coming over? And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, cool. Give him one. And like eventually, like, they went to the grocery store and my mom's like, well, I gotta buy chocolate chip muffins. And I go, no, you don't. She goes, well, you guys keep going through them. I go, it's because you keep giving them to Junior. And then my dad's like, you're feeding another fucking kid?
And this went on for like two or three weeks.
Like, so they bought like four. They come in packs of four. So they bought like three, four packs just for Junior.
And this, yeah.
And my dad's like sitting there, and my dad's just like, well, I guess we'll do this or whatever, because he's thinking it's for us. Then he's like, you've been feeding a whole other fucking kid for 3 weeks this whole time. And I was like, I didn't know. And then like Junior like came in the house or whatever, and I think my dad was like, no more muffins for you. And Junior was like, Junior was like, what? And then my mom's like, well, there's still one other box, so here you go. And then I think you like told your mom, you're like, Brogan's mom feeds me.
Yeah. I have to get her a Mother's Day card. She fed me. It was great. Every fucking morning you would just get a chocolate chip muffin. I'm like, this shit rocks.
He's like, I show up, because he pretty much show up. And you wouldn't eat it in the car. There was, like, I think once or twice you ate it in the car. He'd be like, nice. Sleep. I'd drive. We'd get out. Do our work. Break time. Open the fucking plastic bag. And
it was my lunch.
I get my water bottle. And then, like, every day, it's just like.
Come back. Nap. Wake up.
And then do it all over again. It did it for 3 weeks.
And yeah, when he told me that, I'm like, wait, she didn't realize that she was giving me all the chocolate? He's like, no.
I told her, I said, oh, yeah, Junior says thank you for the muffin. She thought I meant that one day I gave him the muffin. Nah, this has been going on 3 weeks prior that you've been giving him muffins.
It was sweet.
Then the muffins were cut off.
Yeah. Now it's
they're like, slowly making a reoccurrence. And like
slowly.
And I thought about it. Really? And I was like, no one eats them. And I'm just like, maybe I'll just start giving back to Junior again.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to let them go to waste. I'm hoping the environment.
There you go.
By eating muffins.
By eating all the muffins.
Mm-hmm. Eating all the muffins. I won't have them expire and go to waste. That'd be wasteful. Can you feed muffins to grass? Like, let it decompose in there? Yeah, good, right? It wouldn't harm them. It'd be nutritious.
No. Something would probably eat them before it goes into the ground.
Give it to a squirrel.
You can.
No.
Why not?
I don't think that would be good for them.
No, but they'll love it. Just like we do.
Okay. What about birds?
Definitely not birds.
Crows. Give it to crows. Have a crow army, man.
You know, I was thinking about that the other day.
Crow army?
Yeah.
Just train them to hate at one specific person and they'll hate them forever. Mm-hmm. And they'll teach their kids that too.
You don't even have to really like train them. Just act angry towards them and crows will be like, oh, I see you. Fuck you.
Yeah.
No, that's why I want to be nice to crows so that they like protect me.
But you'll be scared of them.
No.
Yeah,
why would I be?
They're scary because they're scary.
Like five birds.
What if they start mimicking your voice?
Ooh. She wouldn't.
Because
like
they
can't.
They can mimic human speech. Which
really?
Is, yeah.
That's
you didn't
cool.
know that?
No, I didn't.
Dude, crows are fucking geniuses, and it's scary because they can hold grudges like on other birds. They're like, oh, fuck you. Yeah. I remember you. They can hold grudges on humans.
I forget what group it was. They were like, what happens if like we piss off like a crow or whatever and we wear like this goofy hat, but then we give everybody in the surrounding area the same goofy hat? They attacked every fucking person that wore that hat.
Hmm.
And then the guy who like actually did it took off the hat and they left him alone.
Have you ever seen the TikTok of like the
crow army?
New York guy like directing the crows with his hands?
No.
No?
I'm not on that.
Oh, wait,
TikTok.
No. It wasn't crows. It was pigeons. Because pigeons are also similar, where they'll, like, remember a face and.
Yeah, pigeons are smart.
The whole thing.
They're the government spies.
What is it? Spies in disguise?
Will Smith, the Tom pigeon.
Yeah. I can see in 180 or whatever, or like 360, and he's like, his eyes are all completely crossed. Like, I can see the back of my head and the front of the head, and I don't know what the fuck is happening.
It'd be cool to be a pigeon. Be able to fly anywhere, everywhere.
Anywhere, everywhere. Shit on people.
Take a stroll. When you see, I always see like videos of pigeons on trains and stuff, and I'm like, man, this guy's on a journey.
They
like,
don't fucking care.
They don't care. They're like, I don't
need
to fucking
fly. They take shit from bookstores all the time. They got like the chocolate bars right outside, and they wait for people to open the door. They snag it, and they wait for someone to open the door again, and they just walk out. Chocolate bar.
Yeah.
I had a seagull snatch a cheese stick right out of my hand once. That scared me.
You see, if you had an army of crows, you could just point at it. And they're like, I got you.
Yeah.
Get them. And they all start screaming, TikTok sensation Michaela Ahern. And just start fucking swarming.
You get free stuff, too, from crows. They like to bring their, like, owners, well, not their masters, I guess, shiny things.
Hmm. I was like, isn't that the same thing with, like, cats? That's why they always bring, like...
Not shiny things.
Not shiny things.
Well, dead things.
Like,
dead
things. They're like, haha, here's my prey. Are you proud of me, master?
But then they also, like, I heard that it's, they bring it to you if you... If they don't think you're, like, able to take care of yourself.
Oh,
they actually make sense. For cats.
Yeah, for cats. It's just like, here, you can't defend yourself. Here's a fucking squirrel. Uh-huh. Eat this for the week.
I'll come back later.
Maybe that's why lunch. Batman doesn't do that with Drew. He doesn't bring back anything because...
Batman's unable to.
He knows Drew can fucking take care of himself, but he just does it for fun. Comes back with one new scar every night.
One
for
new real. Scar.
I'm dog sitting and cat sitting nice. this week. Man, they're all so cute.
Cats scare me. I can't trust them.
Well, that's because you're allergic.
Not only that, I just can't trust them, man. Cats one day they'll be like, we're cool. And then the next day, I'll fucking scratch your
eye
out.
Maybe you just don't have the vibes, Junior.
Yeah, I'm a dog person. I ain't a cat person.
I'm a dog person. Angel's cat tried attacking his little ratatouille stuffed animal in his room. It scared the fuck out of me because he was under the seat. And he's pushing him up, and I'm like, and I'm fucking high out of my mind. And I'm like, bro, your fucking ratatouille moves. That's awesome. And he's like, that's a stuffed animal. And I was like, that's fucking moving, right? Like, I'm not crazy. And then, like, Alyssa's like, no, it's moving. So I pick it up, and then, like, I just see a cat paw from the depths of the bed. And I'm like, what the fuck? I pull it up, and he's just, and I'm like, what's up, dude? What's up? And then I just, then Angel's like, oh, whatever. Smack the cat because he's scratching the fucking
smack
thing.
Smack the cat.
And he's like,
give
get
it
off.
A concussion.
He's like, get off. And like, you know. And then I was like, cool, whatever. I put it back. And then it starts moving again. Angel's like, is he fucking up that rat again? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, bring him back up here. Same thing. Picked him up again. He's like, I didn't expect this again. And then he just picked him up and put him outside. No, I couldn't. Nah, dogs. Fucking dogs. Dogs all the way.
Put a chokehold on him and toss him out when he passed out. Just limp. Just
eight more lives.
Eight more times. Each time the cat gets stronger. It could be a movie.
Yeah.
What would it call
it? You could do it.
I could do it. Me and Angel can do it. With his cats.
With his two cats.
We'll add CGI. No cats were harmed in the making of this movie.
Anytime, Junior, like, I don't even know. I had a bit. I didn't have a
you
bit.
Had a bit.
I didn't have a bit.
Junior, did you want to talk about some beef?
Some beef? Yeah. You know, Arby's got the meat. No, we have the meats. Well, obviously, if you guys haven't been listening in the music department, fucking beef has been going around between Drake, J. Cole, and Kendrick Lamar. And it wasn't even so much, like, it's a weird beef battle just because Kendrick, like, made a diss track on Metro Boomin and Future's album. And I think it's called Like That. Yeah, I think it's called Like That. And basically, he just says that, yeah, I'm the shit. Like, fuck the, like, big three, I'm the big me. And in a sense, like, yeah, fuck J. Cole and Drake, I'm better. Yeah. But after that, J. Cole dropped a diss track from his album Might Delete Later called 7 Minute Drill. And spoiler alert, if you go on Spotify, it's no longer there. He did take it down. And it is not 7 minutes long, so he lied. But a lot of people were like, it's not 7 minutes. And I'm like, it's just a title. I'm like, just... I mean, it would have been cool if it said 7 minute drill, and it was 7 minutes, but it wasn't. It was like 3:40, whatever. But he took it down. I think 2 days after he went on tour and at one of his concerts, he was like, "Yeah, this fucking beef is stupid. I don't know why I dropped that diss track, and I'm sorry, God. Like, I've been struggling. He's been losing sleep. This is all from like his words. He's like, I've been losing sleep." J. Cole. And he's like, I shouldn't have done it. And, you know, he's like, I apologize to Kendrick. Kendrick, you're a G, this and that. And he took it down. So, I mean, I guess he stayed true to his album, Might Delete Later. I mean, he didn't delete the whole album, just that one song. But after that, like, some... Well, I know one, like, TikToker, can't think of his name, but I saw it, and it kind of made me think of it differently, because at first I'm like, all right, you know, that's cool. He's just, he's like, yeah, I'm not really about this. It's kind of like, he's like, just kind of like, whatever. Like, cool, Kendrick, all love to you.
I feel that's, like, it's kind of PR stuff.
I mean, probably. And then Drake came out with a diss track, and then Kendrick responded yesterday. Yeah, he released it yesterday called Euphoria. I don't know what Drake's diss track was called. I think it was like Champagne or something. I'm not a big Drake fan. I fuck with some of his music, not like his newer stuff, not really. I'm more of a Kendrick and J. Cole fan, but I will admit, Kendrick fucking went hard on Euphoria. That song goes hard. That song is 6 minutes long. It's not 7 minutes, but 6 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. But what this TikToker said that made me like kind of change my perspective on it, he's like, he's kind of upset that J. Cole kind of backed down, because he's like he believes that this wasn't, there's like two different type of disses. One is like to like full of hate, just pure hate, and it's like, fuck you, this and that. And then the other one is more of a like, all right, I'm challenging you to see how good your penmanship is. Like, how good are you as a, like, a lyricalist, you know? And not, when I view it that way, I'm like, huh, like, that is true. Because I'm like, back in the day, there were, like, rap battles. Like, that's how a lot of, like, big-time rappers, like Eminem. Actually, the only person I really can think of is Eminem that was in the rap game. I don't know who else did rap battles. He's just very well known. That's where he originated from.
Yeah.
And
I watch 8 Mile.
Yeah. Good movie. But people could say that might have helped him with his penmanship. Like, I mean, it is said that he fucking studies the dictionary every day, an hour a day, just so he could get fucking new rhymes and stuff, which is pretty cool. But also, like, when you're put, I guess, in heat in the moment, you might strive to be better. You start evolving more. And this is why he's upset, because he would want to see where, like, if J. Cole was pushed, what could he come out with? But since J. Cole kind of just like, yeah, I retreated, he's like, he's not hating at the fact, like, oh, you're being a pussy, this and that. He's like, it's fair, you know? He's like, yeah, if you want to do that, that's cool and all. He's like, I was just, like, it all depends on where the diss is coming from. Is it coming from hate, or is it coming from, I want to challenge? Challenge me. Let's see what we can come up with. And honestly, some disses are, like, notoriously, like, one of the best rap songs. Like, one of them is, like, Biggie's diss to Tupac. That is a freaking sensational rap song. Everybody loves it. And same thing with Tupac going after Biggie. Like, those two songs are like fucking, when people hear it, they're like, oh yeah, that's really good. Even people that don't like rap, they're like, yeah, this is pretty sick. And I'm like, kind of like, it just opened my eyes to a different perspective on how I view rap disses, because I only view them as hate, you know, like just being hateful towards the other, rather than it being a sport and just one person trying to challenge another person's penmanship and see where what they could come up with, you know?
I always think of just money.
Money.
Yeah,
money.
I also kind of lean more towards that way, because, like, when you have, like, three artists that have beef, like, artists have beef with each other so that they make more money and so that they get more popular. I feel like...
Yeah.
And, like, especially, like, back in like early like 2000s, I feel like that sort of stuff was really like big.
Mm-hmm.
But then like with like Tupac and Biggie and all that type of stuff, like it all went way too far. And like, have you guys heard about all the stuff that's been happening with like P. Diddy and all that?
Yeah. P. Diddy did it.
That's crazy. Like the stuff that he did to these girls and guys too, like, and just like the way, I don't know, that he treated people, it's not good.
No bueno.
So I mean, like, you know, obviously some people take it way too seriously and too hard. And like, if you do have beef with somebody and you want to challenge them penmanship, like, all right, like, go for it. But, like, I feel like at the end of the day, it really does kind of come down to money because it's a business.
It's, yeah. I mean, it's, obviously, they're going to get money regardless. They're fucking rap stars. They're going to, whatever they're going to put out, they're going to gain money. Now, if it's beef, yeah, drama. Everybody loves drama. So that's going to, but it's also.
Kayla eats it up. It's up like it's nothing.
Like muffins.
Can't get enough. Yeah, just like muffins.
It all comes full circle. It's all the muffins. But, I mean, we don't know their true intentions, obviously. This could be a big PR stunt or whatever. Or this could also be just Kendrick trying to fucking, I don't know, up his game. We don't really know. I mean, and at the end of the day, I mean, I could see him not caring at all, really, because he's like, I'm making money regardless. So he's like, it doesn't really matter
but
to me.
Guess what? Can always make more money.
Yeah, always want to make more money. No matter how much money you make, you always want to make more. Like I especially like in the music business, man, it's just like it's never enough.
Man, if only I could get one other zero.
One other zero.
What could I do?
Right?
Hey man, you want to I'm going to say some shit about you. You want to say some shit about me and see what happens? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, all especially right. Because like I feel like the rap scene, I don't know. I've never really been in the rap scene. Like, it's not a genre that I listen to very often.
She'll be A.
You and Jesus.
Yeah,
A. But I just feel like the rap scene has been kind of stagnant lately. Because I haven't really heard anything about it for, like, besides it being within its own community and having its own stuff, it hasn't really ventured out from it to, like, where a person like me who doesn't listen to rap very often is, like, also knowing what's happening in the community because it's so big, right? And so, you know, I just feel like people in the industry, like, are trying to, like, build it up again.
I mean, it's a possibility. I'm not sure. I'm not really big in the rap scene either. I just know what's going on based on, like, New Music Friday, or if I go on fucking Daily Mail, Snapchat, I'll be
he's
like,
he's on TikTok,
oh.
And he's like, all right.
Yeah, I'm on, like, rap
in
talk.
In 10 minutes, TikTok's going to update me on all the world news.
In a sense, yeah, what's going on around, and I just hop from different social media platforms to get, like, a gist of, like, all right, this is saying this. All right, TikTok's saying this. This half probably is true. And obviously, you take everything with a grain and salt. Grain and salt, you know.
Grain
oh my
salt,
God, I can't
good.
Grain, yeah, grain of salt. There you go. Jesus Christ. Right. That's why I'm not
Wednesday,
in the rap game.
Right.
It's but I don't know. The only, like, obviously, there's, like, many people out there who probably isn't, like, all about the money. I mean, money is always a big bonus. And
yeah, there's some artists out there who are really, truly just doing it because they love the art. And
Eminem.
Will just do it. Because they love it, but you know, like, what it's so hard because once you get some of that money, and then you're just like doing it, and then that money goes away, even though you're still making money. It's just like, you know, people always like are trying to like get more.
Yeah. That's why I find, like, Eminem so money, because when he, like, got money, he was fucking poor. And when he got money, he's like, he called his account when he
can
was
I
big.
This?
And he's like, yeah, can I afford this? And he's like, dude, you could afford anything. Yeah, this is nothing.
He wanted, he wanted a Rolex, and he's like, hey, can I afford this? Like, it wasn't even, like, that expensive of a Rolex. I think it was, like, a couple grand.
Yeah.
And he's like, hey, can I get this Rolex? Or, like, can I not? And he goes, it had been 3 years since, like, he blew up. And he's just like, dude, you can buy the whole fucking store if you want.
Yeah.
That's what's so
hard with like being poor. It's just like you just always feel like you're just trying to make it to the next day, you know?
Yeah. And that's, I mean, what I like about Eminem is like he doesn't go public on really what he is doing. Like on social media,
he doesn't care.
Yeah, he doesn't care. He doesn't really. Now he's actually being more active in rap. He's going to release The Murder of Slim Shady.
Yeah.
And I'm very curious on what type of music that's going to be, because he has like three different personas. Eminem that raps just about the rap game and whatever. Yeah. Marshall Mathers, his true name that he raps more about like Mockingbird, more personal shit. And it's Slim Shady where
I love Mockingbird.
Give no fucks. And he just talks his shit. Like he's like, I don't care. I'm making this much money. So I'm going to just put out whatever the fuck I want. And it doesn't matter.
Right, yeah.
And I'm
that's
like,
cool. I really like Eminem.
Cool. And how he put out his first, not his first diss track, but I guess his first one in a long time kill shot against Machine Gun Kelly, because he's like,
I remember that.
Because he just got pissed off because people kept fucking like saying they want Eminem, like they want a newer Eminem. They're like, oh, I'm tired of this old Eminem. Like, give us something new. So he made the album Revival, and that went to shit. Like, everybody shitted on it. They're like, we want the old Eminem, this and that. And he just kind of got pissed off, and he released Kamikaze, which I think it didn't even take him that long to really produce it. I think he produced that like whole album in a week and just released it. And then after, like, a week later, he's like, yeah, there's some songs on there I regret, but I'm going to just keep it up there, which I respect that. Like, I think one of them, he calls out, like, Tyler, the Creator, for being gay and stuff. In an interview, he's like, yeah, like, I didn't really like that lyric I said. I was just, he's like, he did it all out of just hate and spite. He was just fed up with everyone talking shit about him. Like, you want the old Eminem, but you want a new one. What the fuck do you want from me?
Said something similar in an interview where like everybody was giving him shit. I forget what song. I don't know
any of the songs.
But I saw it on TikTok, and it was this whole interview, and he goes, I made this one song, and they were like, you can't write. And he goes, okay. So he put in more effort, and he goes, I'm gonna make this. And he goes, and he was like, really? So he did one other one, and he goes, no, fuck it. So he put all of his effort into like two songs. I don't know any of the titles.
I'm trying to remember too.
And he talks I know about how he goes, if this song isn't my biggest and like most popular, is like, I'm done, and I'll just give like my producer all my money or whatever, and like I'm just done. And it ended up becoming his biggest like song or whichever one it is.
I think it was Earthquake. Yeah. Yeah, I think it was that one. Which that song is fucking fire. Have you heard of it?
I probably have. I probably just don't know the name.
I only know Tyler the Creator because of the memes.
he is awesome. And I remember that interview because he was also like talking about it because he had beef with fucking, who's that, another one, DJ Khaled.
Honestly, when I think of DJ Khaled, I don't think of another one. I think of him putting a ball and he's like, Gatorade, and the video just ends. And like, I don't know what's going on with him.
I have no idea. I don't think
he's there anymore.
Oh no, he's honestly not like big anymore.
Someone watched one of his concerts and they were like, check this out. He's performing and he's like, all right, everybody, let me hear it.
It wasn't his concert.
I know.
But you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, okay. But like it wasn't his fault, though. There was multiple artists, and who set all of that up?
Was it a different artist? No, I think it was
a YouTuber, like the Ace Family or something like that.
That set it up.
Okay. Or like a YouTube fighter person.
Logan Paul?
Maybe. I don't know. It was some YouTuber. It was not another artist. They got all these huge names and they never paid anybody. Oh my God, I cannot remember.
All I remember is that, comes up and like the crowd is there and it's like a bunch of people like our age and they all got their flashlights up and like I've never seen, and this is what makes me hate like seeing concerts, and I just see people like this with a phone, like not giving a fuck.
Yeah.
Just like, hey, look at this. I got my phone in this multi-millionaire's face. I don't know who this is. I could give a fuck. I can't wait.
Oh, they all know who DJ Khaled was. They just didn't know his songs.
And I'm just
another one.
And I just love it.
We the best.
Everybody just up
there
like
this. We the best music.
Oh, yeah. That's you say those things to me, and I'm like, oh, I remember that guy.
But no, that's what I think when I think of DJ Khaled, just putting a golf ball, getting a hole in one, looks at the camera, and you can see the one wheel turning in his head. And he's like, what do I say? And like the guy who's filming him is like, Gatorade. And then he fucks up the fucking high five. He goes for a high five.
I need to see this.
And he doesn't look at him. He's like, Gatorade. And like fucks off. And I'm just sitting there and I was like, wow.
You know what's the first thing that comes to my mind when I think of DJ Khaled? Is when he went on an interview and he's like, yeah, I don't eat out my wife.
Yeah, bro.
He's like, I don't do that. Kings don't do that.
Yeah. And like, I just thought that he was like, man, such like a...
His poor wife.
Yeah, for real.
She will never know the experience.
No.
I mean, she won't give a fuck. She's... got his money. So she's like, yeah. I'm living on a yacht. What do I care?
He doesn't know what the fuck. She could take all of his money. Fucking putt and golf
game. Ooh, who knows? Maybe she signed a prenup. We don't know how their marriage is.
Yeah, who knows?
Oh, all we know
is she's not getting eaten out.
I found out that all of Taylor Swift's boyfriends actually sign NDAs.
Well, yeah. She's Taylor Swift.
And I'm just like that. Like, they can't talk about their relationship.
That makes sense.
Wow.
Why does it make sense?
Because she's Taylor Swift.
Okay.
No. Fuck you. No.
Because she's Taylor Swift.
If they can't say shit about her, but she can write fucking songs.
They agreed to it. Agreed to it. Why would you date Taylor Swift if you didn't think that she was going to write about you and then sign the NDA?
No. I'm not saying they're not stupid. They're dumb. I'm just saying I would not have signed
it. She has a right to give them an NDA.
Anybody has a right to give anybody an NDA. I just don't think that just blows my mind, though.
And yeah, in my perspective, I just don't like it because it kind of doesn't give them a fair say.
But they signed it. I know. They agreed to it. It is fair.
No, it's fair. I'm just saying it's weird.
Actually, it's not fair because...
Oh, God.
I would say it all depends on, like, when this NDA was signed. Was it after the relationship?
No, it's before. It's definitely
probably
before.
Yeah, probably
you
before.
Signed an NDA before.
So you don't... You signed it before, but you don't know how the relationship is going to go. What if...
Right, but that's the risk of dating somebody so famous.
What if they're abusive? What if Taylor Swift is abusive?
Well, okay.
And they can't speak out of it.
That's just like
NDA.
A hypothetical.
You're also like a Swifty fan, right?
What, Paul?
When it comes to the idea of an NDA, if the person's actively breaking the law, the NDA does not apply.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Cool. I'm cool then. Sweet. We're cool.
Okay.
T-Swift, we're all right, I guess.
Like, it makes sense that would you be upset if Kanye asked all of his girlfriends to sign an NDA?
They probably have, yeah.
Yeah, they probably have.
That's fucked.
All celebrities are probably doing that, you know?
Yeah, they're all
just
fucked.
To me, it's just, I'm like, that's fucking crazy.
I don't know. I just view it as, like, a normal thing to do to protect yourself.
Yeah, don't talk about my deep
secrets. But the thing is, like, everybody has so much shit that, like, people, like, just throw it. Like, most of it's lies. I hope it's lies. Like, now, like, fucking, like, Tom Hanks is, like, everybody's like, oh, Tom Hanks under the spotlight now because I guess he's an alleged fucking pedophile or whatever, but I have no idea what the fuck is going on.
I haven't heard anything, so I don't have an opinion.
And it's just, like, shit like that, and I'm like, okay. But then, like, NDAs and everything, I'm like, fuck, I think it makes sense, but I also just think it's weird because I just think about it because like
well
we've talked,
then don't date a celebrity, Brogan. It's none of your business.
But like, it's she's dated other like celebrities too. Like it's not like just some fucking
right,
normal
and
people.
She's probably signing an NDA of some sort. They probably have a contract agreement.
But
probably.
Obviously, well, as I say, obviously not if she's able to write a song about
well they
their relationship.
Probably have it in the NDA and a contract that like she's. This is how she makes her money, of course.
Oh, I know.
You know?
But, like you get what I'm saying, right?
They gotta agree to it.
Hey, but no, I'm not saying... I'm just saying the NDA is bullshit. Write a
how
new
is
goddamn
it bullshit
NDA.
If they're agreeing to it.
Because they're fucking stupid.
Well, then that's their problem.
Listen. You're just saying it's stupid because you can't... We're not in their shoes. You're not a celebrity, so we don't exactly know what they are going through.
No, but don't you think that's like a little like, hey, you can't say anything
it's
about
a little
me.
Meta, yeah.
Okay.
Cool. That's you know, all I'm but like, it's really none of my business what they do. And it's just like, if they want to sign an NDA, why am I getting so worked up over it?
I'm not getting worked up over it.
You
were
getting
saying,
worked up over it.
Watch me. Watch me.
Like, I haven't even started. But like, this isn't even my final form.
But no, like, it's... It is just, I don't know, to me it's weird. It's like, hey, can you keep quiet about, like, whatever I do? Okay, cool, are you going to keep quiet about me? No, when we break up, you're fucking, people are going to hate
I
you.
I really doubt that that's, like...
No, but you know what I'm like, because everybody turns on, like, her boyfriends or her exes or whatever. Like, people, like, if you're a Swiftie fan, at least from what I've seen, everybody just openly fucking shits on her exes.
Yeah, well, because,
I think
obviously
early...
some of them... Like, did some bad shit to her, You know?
Well, they had to have, if, like, to break up. Well, I can't even say they had to have.
Like, she wrote these songs about her, and her fans are a little crazy. Oh, like, yeah. We couldn't all agree on that, that Swifties are a lot.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
But, like, but, I don't like, know.
Also at the same time, like, people can have their own opinion about her ex-boyfriends. If they want to hate them, they can hate them. But, you know, I still watch Roundhouse. Or Roadhouse, Jake Gyllenhaal,
chocolate chip monkeys.
Literally,
now
put on the movie, and I go, "Look, Jake Gyllenhaal." And Michaela literally went, "Boo!"
Yeah, what? I can't have an opinion.
No,
no, because you're a Swiftie fan.
Or how Jesus puts it, "L opinion, Michaela."
You called him a psychopath.
Oh yeah, Jake Gyllenhaal has definitely killed at least one person. He had to have.
But they signed an NDA.
But he signed an NDA.
So if I wasn't a Swiftie.
No, I'm not. Jake Gyllenhaal is a psychopath. He has to be. Him in any interview, he has that like energy about him.
Dude, yeah, he's a weird guy.
You gotta watch the one where he's with Conor McGregor because he's the normal one. Like, Conor McGregor, like, everybody jokes that, like, he's on drugs now because how he is in interviews. Like, he's all cracked up. And Jake Gyllenhaal is, like, telling him to calm down in the interviews. As he's talking about tequila, he goes, "You need to fucking, like, calm down." And then, like, I'm sitting there and, like, bug-eyed Jake Gyllenhaal's like, "You need to calm down." I was like, oh, my God. He's like, someone's going to kill somebody in this interview.
I would say nowadays, if you date Taylor Swift now, you know what you're getting into just because of... I mean, of her history.
I bet none of her boyfriends really thought that they were going to be the bad guy in the story. But look what happened. You know, they're not together.
And each of them have their own story to tell. Who knows which one is telling the truth.
I mean, some of them are songwriters. They can write their own stuff.
Well, yeah. Well, what if, like, because of the NDA, they
but
really
can't.
We don't
know what's in the NDA. You guys are just assuming that she is forcing them.
Well, you're also assuming it's not.
We're both assuming.
No,
I am saying that we both don't know what is in the NDA.
So you're assuming too. I'm saying I don't know. I'm saying that it could be in there. We don't know. We're both assuming.
Then you went, no.
we don't know. That's what assuming
What's the timestamp? I want to make this in a clip. I'm going to make you look so stupid.
I'm like, this is what it means to assume. No, yeah, you assume because you don't know. That's why I'm making an assumption.
All I can assume.
We are all making an assumption because we do not have like the actual contract of these NDAs.
I know for a fact is they're all fucking crazy.
All celebrities are crazy.
Yeah, they all
are. A little bit.
So, like I said, it's kind of hard. Like, let's... I'm not saying this actually happened.
Oh my God.
Get off this fucking topic. I don't want to talk about Taylor Swift anymore.
I don't want to. But it's like she could, like, if one of her songs she talks bad about her boyfriend is cool and whatever. And it's like, but what if, like, she did something to him and he's not an artist, but he can't really say, I mean, unless it's like something physical, then he can prove it or whatever, then it's like, yeah, you're breaking the law, like whatever. But if it's more of verbal, like, can you really
defamation.
Prove that? Yeah, well, but can you really prove that? If you have no proof of it, then you can't really...
Then I guess you're fucked because you're stupid.
Be smart. Be smarter, guys.
Be smarter.
Have tape recorders around you 24/7.
No, do not do that.
You don't know when shit's about to hit the fan.
And you got to prove somebody wrong. I'm just like, actually.
Man.
Assumptions. Back. This is what this podcast should be called. This episode, Assumptions. About T Swift.
I can mix.
Taylor Swift, she's such a hot topic. Especially with men. Guys just hate her so bad.
I don't even hate her. I just thought the NDA thing was weird.
I thought
it was weird too. I'm not hating
on Taylor
Swift.
If somebody gave me
an
NDA, I would find that a bit weird.
But exactly.
Also, like, I haven't dated anybody who's like
a
celebrity.
Yeah,
so, you know, I've never been in that situation. So how could I ever know how I would react? Don't look at me like that.
Exactly.
Paul.
I'm famous. Okay. Paul Toth, guys.
Grr.
But I'm not hating on T Swift either. She came out with a new album and she has Post Malone on one of her songs.
Yeah,
that first song is fire.
It's really nice.
It's really good. I like it. But I think I like it because Post Malone's on it. And I like Post Malone just because he likes to I actually like how you said, like, a lot of rappers don't kind of like go in other genres. They kind of stick to rap, while Post Malone,
he does everything.
Yeah.
He's in Roadhouse.
I remember he did, he was at the Super Bowl, right? And he did like a really nice rendition of, I don't know.
Amazing
Grace, right? Was it Amazing Grace or America the Beautiful or something? But he did a really nice job.
Yeah. That, and he's also making a song with, I think, Morgan Wallen, I think.
Yes.
I think. Okay. And they like release little snippets of it. I'm like, this song sounds fire.
Post Malone's also super fucking chill.
Yeah, he is.
Well, you saw his first like music video on YouTube. It was so funny.
Dude, I saw it with him in his jeans shorts.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's Post Malone.
Someone asked him in like an interview, I think it was like the fucking, where he plays with the dogs or whatever, and they're like giving him questions or whatever. And they're like, oh yeah, what's with all the tattoos? And he's like, I just like tattoos. And they go, but don't you think like your appearance and your personality? He goes, oh, it's night and day.
Yeah.
And he's like, people like see me and they're like, oh my God, like bigger, like fucking like hairy fucking tattoos. And he's just like, I'm just a goofball.
He's just a goofy little guy.
But I love Post Malone so much.
He's awesome.
He's also super chill.
I'm glad we're ending this with Post Malone. He's great.
Did you see the one where he buys all the, they go to like some fucking Nike store and they buy all the shoes, and his like bill is like a couple grand, and he's just like, that's all right. He's like, I'll do whatever. I'll play like another stadium or whatever, because they have all the celebrities that go, and I think they had like Matt Damon and Ben Affleck, and his was like $16,000.
Oh, was it? It's like the sneakers. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
And it's all the celebrities that go and what their bill is.
They
and,
like do an interview and also
and they just shoot. And they want to see what the celebrities.
It's on TikTok.
All,
check it out.
They're all rich. They're all multimillionaires. I mean,
Snapchat. Sorry, not TikTok. Yeah. Snapchat. It's on Snapchat. Like their stories.
But they show how they react to the bill. And none of these bills are going to break any of these celebrities.
I think
like Matt Damon, he was like, oh, it's $16,000. And fucking Ben Affleck's like, oh, that's Matt Damon numbers right there.
Matt Damon numbers.
And then he's like, all right, cool. He's like, good thing you're paying for it. And then I think it was Will Smith and Martin Lawrence. And he's like, oh, your bill is like $8,000. And Martin Lawrence is like, I'll do it for you. It's your birthday. And he's actively missing the card scanner. And he's like, God damn it, Martin, just swiped it. And he's like, oh. And he's like, you're fine. We just filmed a movie. And it's like, whatever. And then like, I think it was some rapper, and he's got all of his buddies with him, and the bill was like 24 grand. He's like, "Now we're taking this out. We're taking this out. We're taking which ones you get? Yeah, get rid of those." And like just shit like that. And they dropped it down to like, they dropped it down like 7 grand. And I think Pete Davidson did like $13,000. And he's like, "Let me call my agent. I got to book a couple more colleges."
Booked a couple. Oh yeah, I saw that one. That was pretty funny. He's like, "Well, I'm like, fuck, man."
And then Jake Gyllenhaal did it, and he donated like half the store to charity. Conor McGregor goes, "Oh, I'll do the same thing," and just to like fuck with him, he bought more, and then like Jake Gyllenhaal's like, "Oh, I'll do like whatever the total was," and Conor McGregor goes, "Yeah, I'll do the same thing," and then he does, and the total is like night and day, and it ends with like an 87 cents, and Jake Gyllenhaal goes, "Oh, you cheap bastard, you can't round up." And it was like a whole like $15,000 more. He goes, "Oh, you can't round up, huh?"
Oh, that's pretty good.
And I love shit like that. And they're all just like sitting there like, fuck, 23 grand. I was like, fuck you. You made that just in this interview.
I want to become a celebrity so I could buy shoes. I love shoes.
That's an interesting thing to say, Junior.
I want
to
become a celebrity just so I can buy shoes.
Yeah, man. I'll rate them. I'll be like, yo, look at these shoes. Baller. Who wants them?
And then you'll be on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Nope.
I'll be awesome to be on sneakers. I don't know what their actual, like, I think it's called sneakers. I have to look it up. I'll let you guys know in the next podcast.
That's how we open it. It's called sneakers. End.
End. Yeah. End. Just end. It's called sneakers. Done. I'll make a short about it. I'll be like, hey, it's called sneakers.
He'll make a clip and then make a short attached to the clip.
All right, guys. Thank you for joining us. Please leave a like, subscribe, comment. What's your guys' favorite song from Taylor Swift's new album? Let us know. And what you guys think about Euphoria by Kendrick Lamar? Let us know as well. And yeah.
Yeah. Good episode.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye.